And right now it is time for our visit with Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine. You can find Main Street Magazine at locations for free pickup throughout the tri-state region, and also their companion website, which is mainstreetmag.com. And we welcome in Thorin Christendotter. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. Did I hear you correctly? We might get some rain?
Showers. No, nothing of any great consequences.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, nothing of it. Just showers. We'll be in the backside of a front that has gone past. So, no, yeah, it stays dry. And, you know, I did get a couple of downpours at my house at night. Was it over the weekend? And it was enough just to turn a lot of the brown to green. But now already it's back to brown on my grass. So.
Yeah, it's not a good situation. A lot of fields, I know, for farmers are just dust.
Yeah, no, it's the bad thing about this is that the rain comes the wrong way. We seem to get it in thunderstorms where you might get an inch of rain in like 20 minutes. But of course, because the ground's so dry, it doesn't really get a chance to soak in. It just runs away.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing. Well, we'll get through it. We will. I still have to say I love the summer. I'm never going to complain.
And I got to tell you, I do love this weather, you know, despite the fact that we don't have any rain.
I know.
The humidity and the, you know, 70s, low 80s, it's great.
All right, let's take a look at a couple of the articles that are in Main Street Magazine this month, one we didn't get to. And I love this. Your kids are always on your phones.
Yes, one of my younger writers, Lindsay Clark, penned this one, and I forget how the conversation started, but I had a couple of young staff writers in the office this summer, and we were schooling them on some, you know, I guess could be called old school things, and they were schooling us on some younger things, and so we started a debate, and Lindsay and I kind of decided to, you know, check into some of the nuances of some of these social apps and whatnot, and come to find out there's a new one. And I think I told you last time when my proofreader was reading this, she said, "Be real." And she asked one of her kids, she's like, "What is this? You know, do you know about this?" And her daughter was like, "Mom, I'm on it right now." So Lindsay here walks us through the main, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, and TikTok, and, you know, kind of what they are, how they function, and some of the nuances with them. And then she talks about this new app that's, you know, all the rage now, called Be Real, and how that works. And, you know, both kind of the purpose of it, yet, you know, she called hypocrisy on a little bit of it. So it's interesting to kind of see, you know, how things have changed, in because they're constantly changing, right?
Well, the younger generation has to find new apps, and people have to create it because the older generations are sucking up time on I'm amazed. Facebook, TikTok has so many people that aren't young on it. The great thing about TikTok, though, is that I have my TikTok set up. There's like seven or eight things that I really, really like, and they're funny, they entertain, and that's all I get. Mm-hmm. And I just have the For You. But if you look at a lot of these social media platforms, there's a lot of adults and a lot of companies that are hiding as individuals that are on.
Oh, yeah.
So, and one thing the youth know when they're looking at an app, they know who's behind stuff. They're smart. They're so much more savvy on social media than adults are. And once again, people know that and find ways to reach them. So it's an interesting article. Another interesting article. We had the Sharon Hospital have another meeting, and the Sharon Hospital gave their report. People asked questions, and the Sharon Hospital towed the line with the new Vance things. You have a very interesting article that is in Main Street Magazine, analyzing the impact of rural hospital closures. The big headline is Save Sharon Hospital from closing its services, and this is a story that being that the main things that are being contested here locally are also now under state review. So this is going to be a story that is going to be lengthy to follow. But I'm glad that you've picked up on it, because it directly affects 50% of the people that use Sharon Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people right across the line in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an important subject. And this is one of the first in-depth articles that I've seen in the magazine. And I think it's a terrific way to keep people energized and going. I mean, Save Sharon Hospital, the group itself, has done a great job. They've done a great job. But they need more articles like this to reach people in as many different ways as possible, not only in Connecticut, but other states as well.
Yeah, this has been in the news and people's mouths and lips, you know, for the last couple of years. And I found that there's a lot of confusion and not sure, you know, there are a lot of folks, like if you talk to Dr. Mortman, who's been an OBGYN with Sharon Hospital and delivering babies there since 1991, you know, he's had patients who have called him up very upset because they think that they're closing today. And he's like, no, you know. And so there's a lot of misinformation. So I said to Regina, I was like, you know, look into both sides and what are the facts of the matter. And I know, you know, local papers and you have, you know, talked to both sides and things have been reported, but there's still a lot of confusion about what's what. So I wanted Regina to look into telling, you know, both sides and what's the actual facts of the matter. And, you know, Sharon Hospital used to be Sharon Hospital and then it was bought and then that group was bought again and now it's Nuvans. And so just with that, there was a lot of change and confusion in our community. And looking, you know, the trickle effect that if Sharon Hospital, what they're proposing is to close labor and delivery. And what would that mean for us? What would that mean for not just women, but for families? And what would it mean for the community? Because some of the arguments being made is that once you start taking away some of these services, you're going to create a skeleton hospital. And so that was one of the points that Regina looked into, is to research nationwide what happens when hospitals, you know, rural hospitals like ours, starts limiting the services. And of course, it has a trickle effect. But as you were saying, this is an ongoing thing, because last Monday, Nuvans and Sharon Hospital had a meeting, and the headline in Lakeville Journal last Thursday was that it's closing labor and delivery. That sparked, you know, the Save Sharon Hospital group to come out with their you know, they were very upset, obviously, but they came back with a rebuttal trying to reach the, you know, community and let them know that this is not a done deal. And so I guess they've spoken with Lakeville Journal, who's coming up with a rebuttal article this week and the other side and what's still to come and perhaps still to happen. And so it's a little confusing, I guess, but, you know, Nuvans is trying to close, yet the Save Sharon Hospital group, you know, is still fighting and there's still an OHS investigation. So it's a very complex issue.
It is a complex issue, and it's an issue that when it goes before the state in two separate hearings, one on the closing of the maternity services and two, I call it the rebranding of the emergency room and emergency care. Both those are going to be under review and open for people to go to meetings, but that's more long form. People locally need more information. That's why we have interviews with a couple of different doctors, and also we spoke with Victor Jermak, who mm-hmm. gave us the fiducial look at this locally mm-hmm. and some of the questions. And articles like yours and what the Lakeville Journal does hopefully will open up eyes for people to get involved and make a difference. And you can do the same thing in New York State as they do in Connecticut, because that hospital is a major provider for everybody from basically, I'll say, even portions, southern portions of Hillsdale, right on down to Dover mm-hmm. in New York State. I mean, it's a wide swath that Sharon Hospital tries to cover. And I think this article is a good step, and I hope you keep up producing more articles so more people get involved.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And as you're saying, there are ways to get involved. Nuvans has some information on their website, and the Save Sharon Hospital Group likewise has information on their website, and they're encouraging people to you know, write letters and give testimony. And meanwhile, you know, you can find the minutes from Nuvans' meeting from last week and, you know, what they're saying, because there was a lot more covered in that meeting than just their proposed closure. So the Lakeville Journal just focused on that. So I hope in this coming week's paper that there will be more information. And of course, the other side, so we have a, you know, can hear about both sides of the argument. But you know, there was a lot covered in that meeting last week.
All right. We're speaking, of course, with Lauren Christian Dowder of Main Street Magazine. Very quickly, this story, taking the waste out of food waste.
Yes. One of my other young writers for the summer, Caleb May, he is studying at UVM and studying forestry, amongst other things, and loves nature. And of course, with that comes recycling. And so he proposed this article where they're talking about, or where he's talking about, you know, what you can do to help and the food hierarchy and a little bit about composting. It touches on it, but there was an event here. Where was it? I can't see. Well, I can't find it right here, but it's in the article. It's a one-page article, quick read, about the ways just, you know, that you can help and what things are happening locally to try to help this cause, because, you know, we put so much in just garbage that ends up in landfills that can be used differently. And coincidentally, we also have a different article in here that dives more into composting. But Caleb here talks specifically about food waste and the importance of it.
Main Street Magazine, available, like I said, for free, many locations throughout the area. And they're a combination of the mainstreetmag.com website. Thorin, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds great. Have a good one.
Take care. Thorin Christian Dowder this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Well, Noah praised this week. Greg is still under the weather, and Tim's traveling. But we've got some interviews and more on your way here on Robin Hood Radio and robinhoodradio.com.